It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM, brought to you by Neon.
Get off your phone, 80. We're doing the radio bit now.
I've got something from Wikipedia to read.
Oh, great. Lucky you,
the
listeners.
The most incredible source on the internet.
It's time for Talking Television on Viewmaster. And 80, good morning to you as our guest, as our...
Did you say good morning, or did you say, why are you here?
I said, good morning. No. Welcome, everybody. It's 80's here. Why are you here, 80, even?
I think you've been looking up demons too much.
Watching about demons. I'm here to talk about a movie. I wanted to make it Halloween-themed, and it's kind of Christmas-themed by accident, but it has devils and
Christmas
demons.
Christmas is only a couple of days away.
I know, and I figured, like, Farmers is on the Christmas bars, so, you know, we can catch up. So,
Farmers, the shop, you mean, the store?
Well, you know, the mall.
Yeah.
Farmers. I mean, Farmers is in
already,
the mall.
Already put Christmas stuff out.
It's been
massive
a long
news.
Time.
Sarah just gave us a massive news about that, actually, this morning, about
I
the
did.
Farmers Santa Parade.
I did.
I don't know where you got the hot news from, but...
I don't actually know whether I'm allowed to say it on air. I think it might be embargoed, but there's a children's entertainer going to headline the Santa Parade.
Ooh. Are those noises a clue?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I just fell asleep.
No, Mikey's just having a noise.
So, tell us about this movie then.
Some of you may have seen this. It's called Krampus, and it was actually made 2 years ago, 2015. And the reason I wanted to see it was because it was made in New Zealand. It was made in Wellington with Weta Workshop making all the cool, scary shit.
How old is it?
2015.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Was it all of it or just some of the production that was made in Wellington?
No, they shot the whole thing because I worked with a crew last year and they all worked on the show and I'd never heard of it. And then I saw it and I was like, I'm going to watch that show, Krampus. So, it's scary, but I think it's more of a family scary movie. So, this is kind of like if you have a child that really wants to start watching scary movies, this could be the beginning.
It's an inroads. Inroads to horror.
Because the lead child is.
It's a jumping off board.
It's not an R18, like where you're sitting on the edge of your seat. But I was trying to channel my 12-year-old self and I was thinking, actually, I know all the time. But they do some pretty bold stuff to remove characters. I'm like, whoa. So I just want to read this.
Murders, you mean? Murders.
Incredible
sort. Do you mean murders?
Like murdering?
Getting rid of characters, you say?
Yeah.
Murdering.
Peter, how in some films, particularly family films, there's always a kind of cartoony way of getting rid of characters.
Speaking of cartoons, they do have a flashback in this movie, Krampus, where they go to full cartoon to describe the German grandmother's the kind of background. It's very strange.
It's a flashback to animation.
Yeah. It's really, really weird. I really want to read this. So, because some of you may know about Krampus, but Krampus in folklore, Krampus is a horned anthropomorphic figure described as half goat, half demon, who during the Christmas season punishes children who have misbehaved in contrast with St. Nicholas, Santa Claus, who rewards them with
behaved with gifts.
Yeah, how did you get... Oh, Wikipedia!
Yeah.
Oh my God! I thought I only knew about that. I gave them $3 once, Wikipedia. Yeah, so it's kind of like, you know how we have loads of bad... I mean, I don't know if you can actually make a Christmas movie without it having a certain amount of cheese. Does anyone disagree? I don't know.
Christmas cheese.
They kind of... I've only seen the
Christmas
first
is a time for good times. Christmas is a time for love and cuddles.
Is it? Because
it's certainly
like
not time
this.
For horned anthropomorphic demigods or whatever it is.
Time for grand sweeping family generalizations. Yeah.
But I like that this kid hates Christmas. He's like, I hate this. My family fight, my psycho cousins.
Oh,
like, that's kind of a reality for a lot of
Pick
people.
Pick your lip up, mate.
Well, he's a little kid. He's really cute, actually, thank
His
God.
His cousins are quite full on.
And Toni Collette's mum and Adam Martin. Is his dad?
Adam Scott?
Oh, Adam Scott. God,
Adam
who's
Scott.
Adam Martin?
I don't know. We can invent
him. Who's Adam Scott?
Adam Scott's from Big Little Lies, the Drew Barrymore's partner.
And Howdy Dunn as well?
Yeah, he's in everything at the moment.
Start off, and that other one where they pretend to be Downton Abbey.
Who's Adam Martin? Oh, anyway, Adam Scott. Anyway, and there's a woman that looks just like Melanie Lynskey, but it's not her, and it'll take you half the movie to convince yourself it's not Melanie Lynskey, yeah. And it'll throw you.
I know the woman you're talking about, though. Yeah. Oh. I know that actress.
Yeah, she sort of always plays like the bogany kind of like sister.
But good of heart.
So basically, he writes this beautiful Christmas list to Santa saying he wants his family to be healed. I mean, he doesn't say those words. And then he rips it up because he's so angry at them, and he throws it into the wind, and of course Krampus gets hold of it and comes and pretty much destroys his life.
Is Krampus like the Grinch? Is he like the Grinch or what?
He's like this crazy horned, he's actually kind of scary, this crazy horned thing, and he's got all these other minions that help him, a little gingerbread man, he's got like all these like elves, and it's, yeah, and they are relentless, man, they literally, yeah, there's heaps of kids involved, and lots of kids are attacked.
This fella's funny.
Oh yeah, that guy's lovely. Whatever, I mean, he's not lovely. The guy in real life is lovely, but the actor, he's good. Yeah, Mikey's looking at something that
David
no one can
Kirkner?
See.
Yeah, I'm watching the trailer, so I know what we're talking about.
David Kirkner, who's in Anchorman and The Office, plays the uncle of Hero Kid.
And he really
Hero
likes
Kid.
Guns.
He does.
He really likes guns in this movie, and he solves his problems with his guns.
And when it's snowing, is the kind of uncle that walks around going, "See, climate change, my foot.
Yeah, and it's totally amazing how you watch something and you go, this was a full set in New Zealand, but it's America.
It
you
looks
know what I'm saying?
Really American.
Yeah.
It's but let's get back to this anthropomorphic demigod, whatever he is, the Krampus monster. Does he kill children or?
Yeah.
This is terrifying. Why would you want children to watch this?
Well, because it's still funny. I mean, they call it a comedy. Do they call it a comedy horror?
They do.
Yeah. Or they even call it comedy family horror. Because it's still got that kind of vibe of family. Like, it's got the lovely supportive music and stuff. So you're actually not... 18 minutes of it is just set up and then nothing scary happens. And you're like, what am I watching? It's like a family Christmas movie. And then it suddenly just goes boom. Yeah. But it's not like an R18 horror where you're freaking out and you have to pause. Well, that's what I have to do.
But Krampus skins... Krampus skins
like
with things like Brothers Grimm, you know, things that were originally meant for children but are really quite dark and bleak and meant to be moralistic. So
they're meant to be a story to tell, like, you've got to believe and you've got to have hope and all that stuff.
Therefore, that's why you've got to be a good kid or else.
Look, here's the deal, for those of you who are, like me, believe in Santa.
Why wouldn't you?
I mean, you've got to believe in Santa, because otherwise this guy will come. You know what I'm saying?
And also, it's also, if you're good all year, you get presents. And that's not to say the most expensive presents, but you get presents. And if you're bad, naughty boys and girls, well, they don't get presents.
And the lesson in Krampus is, it's not about what you do, it's what you think in your heart.
Yes, which is what I meant to say. Exactly. I'll do everything I can. I'll do everything I can. I'd rather Santa came down the chimney than Krampus came... giving people cramps in the stitch or whatever it does.
I think he eats you. Or like
Does he thrive on
the stitch?
Negative kid energy?
He kind of punishes the child that has the bad thought by removing their family.
So those of you who are trolling the internet all year and then expecting something good for Christmas, sucker.
Yeah, sucker lucker. But yeah, just one more cool thing about it that I quite liked is the grandma doesn't speak English, so she just speaks German, and only Adam, the dad, and the son, who is called Max, they're the only ones who can understand her, and I just kind of like that.
Foreign people are funny, aren't they?
And because she's German, though, she's implied to be the only one in the house that actually understands the threat.
Oh, yeah. She's the only one that really understands. And she keeps... Oh, she tells them, keep the fire burning. Because if they keep the fire burning, it keeps Krampus away.
Krampus doesn't like fire.
No, he doesn't like the warmth. He likes to... He creates this blizzard and freezes everything.
How does one prepare for Santa coming down the chimney then? Just leave a roaring fire going the whole time? I guess there's a window of opportunity for Krampus to get in when the fire's died down and
you're
waiting for Santa.
You've got to keep your thoughts pure, Mikey. You know what I'm saying?
I'm down with that. I'm just saying. Yeah.
I think Santa's pretty onto it. I mean, a lot of people live in houses that don't have chimneys. Santa always finds a way.
He always finds a way. Or you just leave the back door unlocked.
Don't do that, Aidy. Don't do that.
Well, only Santa knows which door it is.
Okay.
Yeah. So can we see Krampus? How do we see Krampus?
You see Krampus on Neon, and actually, if that is your first one into horror movies, and you're watching this with your like 12 or 13 year old, then there's another selection of more scarier, like the one level up scarier. There's quite a few. Yeah.
You can level up.
You can just keep moving up until you.
So you scare yourself stupid.
until you cannot sleep.
Merry crisp Halloween.
We've got a track to play, which is loose. Well, it's slightly better than a loose segue. This is Scary Monsters and Super Creeps by David Bowie.
Thank you, Adie.
Thank you, Adie.
Kia ora, guys.
Viewmaster on 95BFM, brought to you by Neon.
Hello, caller.
Caller.